Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA's Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Kansas City may be famous for its jazz and barbecue, but it also has the dubious distinction of having one of the best mafias in the country. This is according to Terrence O'Malley, who's researched the history of organized crime in Kansas City. Several years ago, O'Malley produced a documentary about the subject called Black Hand Straw Man, and he's now come out with a companion book compiling photos, artifacts, and records. Susan Wilson caught up with O'Malley. He explained how it all started in the early 19-teens.
The mafia system in Sicily was a political and economic oppressive system where you had this collusion between those that were in power politically with those that were in power financially, and they set themselves up as clans. Thus, you get that family concept, and people could not be entrepreneurs. They were under constant threat of extortion or violence, and it was a forlorn situation for many, many Sicilians when they came over to America. And so those people were not criminals. They were really just people who were looking for a new start in a new country. Not only did the good people come over, but the bad guys came over too. What they would do is these members who participated in this precursor to what we view as organized crime, the Black Handers, would meet together in some, you know, back shop, and they would drink wine and they would play briscola, which is an Italian card game. And then, you know, as the evening wore on, they would kind of congregate closely together and they'd start talking about names that could become potential subjects for Black Hand extortion. And they would discuss the pros and cons of targeting a particular individual. They really went to great lengths to think these things through before they would actually target somebody. And then out of the blue, one day, you would receive this Black Hand letter.
Kansas City's mafia really started gaining power during the Prohibition era, when families joined forces and controlled the city's bootlegging. They were in cahoots with city boss Tom Pendergast and helped Harry Truman's rise to power. The era has been well documented, so let's jump forward a few decades to a couple of the final episodes of the mafia's most important years. Starting in 1957 and continuing through the 70s, the main mafia boss was Nicholas Savella. Savella and his enforcer, Willie Camisano, were two of the central figures in the series of bombings that took place in the mid-70s in the River Market, which was also called the River Key. Terrence O'Malley explains.
David Bonadonna was a made member of Nick Savella's crew. And David Bonadonna's son, Fred Bonadonna, owned one of the popular night spots down at the River Key. The bar was called Poor Freddy's. Freddy Bonadonna was not a member of the mob, although he had grown up with it because his father was a member of the Kansas City Outfit. That's what it was being called at this time. So the Outfit is being displaced from a number of the sleazy bars and hotels that are along 12th Street so that they can build the Marriott Hotel where it is right now. And so they needed a place to relocate a lot of those joints. And a natural place from the mob's perspective was to go to the River Key. Well, people like Freddie Bonadonna, who were running clean establishments, didn't want go-go dancers being brought in there and didn't want the sinister and pernicious effect that, you know, mob-run joints would have. And another thing is that Freddie Bonadonna had intelligently leased parking lots with the city, and he would charge people for parking, but then they could come into his establishment and turn in a voucher and get a free drink. The mob wanted a cut of the proceeds that he was getting off of the leases from the parking. They wanted to move their bars and their, you know, strip clubs into the River Key, and so they wanted Freddie to back off from opposing them in that regard. So the Camisano faction lobbied Freddie hard to stop opposing their efforts to move into the River Key, and Freddie opposed those efforts. And it became evident to the mob that Freddie Bonadonna was a real obstacle and something had to happen here. And so they went to Fred's father, David Bonadonna, who was in the mafia, and said, you know, you need to convince your son that he needs to go along with what we're trying to accomplish. And David Bonadonna tried to talk Fred into it, and Fred said, no, we're not going to allow that. The River Key is meant to be a family-oriented area, and that's the way we want to keep it. So David Bonadonna goes back to Willie the Rat Camisano and tells him, you know, not only is he not going to do it, but you better not lay a hand on him. And so in the logic of the mafia, then they've got a problem. To resolve it is to kill David Bonadonna. You kill David Bonadonna because if you kill Fred first, David Bonadonna, he'll come after the Camisanos. Well, after they killed David Bonadonna, Freddie had some bodyguards. They apparently started retaliating by killing other members of the outfit. And so you had this going back and forth, you know, some murders occurring as a result of all this, and then establishments being bombed. And so you just had this mafia war going on to the amazement of Kansas City, which was otherwise clueless as to why it was that they were doing this to each other. But that's what happened.
What dealt the death blow to the outfit, as you call it?
Well, really what did it, but also what enriched it greatly, was its penetration into the control of the casinos in Las Vegas. The idea was to build up these casinos, to refurbish them, revamp them, make them better night spots, and then to slowly siphon off money. What they were trying to do with these casinos was to basically drive them into bankruptcy so that the Teamsters would be in a position as the first and primary creditor to take over the actual operations of these casinos. They would own the casinos, and then the mob could go in and run them and steal them blind. And what happened was that there was wiretapping that was going on by the FBI in Kansas City. Kansas City became the lead on the straw man investigation. And that's why in the 1980s, you had two straw man prosecutions in Kansas City where they brought mobsters from all over the country into Kansas City and tried them here under the RICO Act. That really was what brought down the Kansas City mob.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.